Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Raising adolescents in a world where the basic issue of gender itself has been called into question isn't easy. Here's advice and counsel from a biblical perspective. It's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We talked about authentic masculinity and femininity in a gender-confused world with Glenn Stanton, Director for Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. He's author of Secure Daughters, Confident Sons, and he laid out what's at stake if we continue to lose the concept of biblical man and womanhood.
Well, we're going to lose what it means to be, you know, a boy to a man and a girl to a woman. It's very, very important. And I think this is interesting, and I found this in my research, that culturally, across all human cultures, a woman is, or a girl is more likely to go into healthy womanhood all by herself if she's left to it. Not that we want to leave them to it, but they are more likely to move in that direction. I think one of the reasons is, and I call it this, that a young girl has a built-in natural bar mitzvah, if you will. It's a ceremony that has happened with each of my four girls that takes them from, you know, childhood into young adulthood. And, you know, we all know what that is. And that is a very important thing for young ladies. For men, going from boys to men, that is a much, much more intentional process that every society and every family needs to create. That's, you know, why we have the Jewish bar mitzvah. And other cultures have these processes, these rituals, if you will, to take boys from, okay, now you're a man, now you're going to be, you know, have manly expectations. And cultures need to do that. And boys need to have that because they need to know. I mean, I never had that. And we in culture today never have that. And we have very adult men who never felt like they had the blessing of other older men to say, okay, now today you are a man. And I think that's the important thing, is that young boys need to be encouraged by the what I call the fraternity of men around them to say, today you're a man. And that doesn't mean that, okay, you now can go out and hunt and you know, field dress a bear or whatever the case may be. But in the kind of young man that you are, now you're a man, and we encourage you to be the kind of young man that you are. Maybe you are a bookish kind of person. Maybe you're more of a creative, artistic type of person. Maybe you're very physical and rough and tumble. But what does it mean to be a man in that nature and in that kind of personality and quality and who you are as a person?